What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, this is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. White Sox and Orioles game today that was scheduled for 6:05 has been canceled. Will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 28th. And tomorrow's game, which was also scheduled for 6:05, will have a first pitch of 1:05 with the Scores pregame show starting at 12:30. That game is closed to the public in case you're planning on going out to Baltimore this evening and catching that game. Don't go. It is not open to the public. So we'll have a 12:30 pregame here tomorrow on the Score. White Sox and Orioles with the first pitch of 1:05. The Cubs have won 3 in a row after yesterday's 4-0 victory over Pittsburgh. Same two teams tonight at Wrigley. Travis Wood opposing Jeff Locke with a 7:05 first pitch. The Bulls failed once again to close out the Bucks last night at the UC. Derek finished with 13 points on 5-for-20 shooting.
He'll bounce back. You know, he's not going to be great every game. Take a look at the film tomorrow. Get ready for the next one. He's missed a lot of time. There's going to be some bumps, but he's always bounced back.
Game 6 is Thursday at the Bradley Center. No practice today for the Blackhawks as their series with Minnesota begins Friday night at the United Center at 8:30. Game 2 is Sunday at 7:30. Corey Crawford starts in net. Other NFL notes, the Baltimore Ravens have canceled their draft night party in conjunction with the curfew established in the city for this week. The Jets have been fined $100,000 for tampering for comments made last season by owner Woody Johnson regarding cornerback Darrell Revis. And Dolphins defensive end Deion Jordan has been suspended for the entire season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And back to the NBA, Cavs GM David Griffin said today Kevin Love may not return at any point in the playoffs. Now it's time for yesterday's King of the Day. It's brought to you by WCIU, the U. Catch the hilarious comedy King of Kings weeknights at 11 p.m. Yesterday's King of the Day here at the Score was Chris Tannehill, but in the world of sports, it was Cubs starting pitcher Jason Hammel. He went 8 innings, struck out 7, only gave up 4 hits, and a 4-0 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates and not the Penguins. It was actually the Pittsburgh Pirates the Cubs beat at Wrigley and not the Pittsburgh Penguins. So congratulations to Jason Hammel and our very own Chris Tannehill. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening
to the radio. What was the name of that show again?
I don't know. What did I say? I don't know.
I don't know.
Did I really?
Did I do something?
Yeah.
Did I not say King of Queens?
Correct.
You said
King of Kings.
Did I really?
You said King of Kings, yeah.
Which is
You know what? That only made a pilot.
Another show.
Yeah, it was a pilot, and then
come on, Jesus,
wasn't very good. Yeah. It wasn't very. Honestly, not very big in Hollywood.
The one where Jesus and the hot wife, and he's always getting into mishaps at work.
See, that's strange because I generally don't go through an update without screwing something up, but I generally catch it every time. That one is right over.
It could be your religious background where you see King of it and defaulted to King of Kings. You've done it again, Jesus. I got a big mouth.
At times like this, I just default every day, so I'll just look that way. That's all in my mind.
Yeah, the pilot episode, they were having a dinner party. Jesus didn't get enough wine, water thing. It was, worked out. Didn't really
go over well
in Hollywood. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well. Anywho, didn't have enough food to feed the people. No.
Boss is coming over. Uncle Tanoose is coming over.
Yeah. I love Uncle Tanoose. That's boy, my guy, Uncle Tanoose.
Should have invited those Pharisees over to that dinner party. Things might have worked out differently for you, JC.
Uncle Tanoose getting it done, too.
Anyway, that is King of Queens.
There you go.
Not the King of Kings. I can't believe I said that and didn't even catch it. It's great. Anywho, weeknights at 11 p.m., that's WCIU, the U, the King of Queens. And our queen is Chris Tannehill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you, Chris. I'm Matt Abatacola. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tomorrow, 12:30. Woo! Sox and Orioles, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
Scores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
There are riot cops out on the streets of Baltimore, and I don't know where these things are, but apparently, according to CBS in Baltimore, Lexington Market, the Avenue Market, and Cross Street Market have been closed for the day, and there is a standoff with kids and other protesters throwing rocks and bricks at police, with one officer injured.
That might be an atmosphere you choose not to play a baseball game.
You know, I'm kind of thinking that, too.
I don't think it's a great idea.
Boars and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Chris Ranji is with us. Chris, what's happening in Baltimore?
It's enough as it is to have to deal with rioters, but then to have to keep 30,000 people safe, too. I've heard a lot of sirens today. I don't know if that's a normal thing in this area. And I don't know if we're looking at ambulances, police, or fire, or whatever's going on here. But there's been a lot of commotion. But as I've been talking to you, yep, the sirens have been constant for the last 4 or 5 minutes. I'm inside the park. I'm standing on the warning track by the dugout now. I can hear it out there. I have no idea what direction it's coming from, and I don't know if it's even related, but it's just, I don't know, it's kind of uneasy now.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
How's Wheezy?
Hi.
Wheezy.
How's Lil Twist?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At 206 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
Let's go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, shall we? Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is at the Advocate Center covering the Chicago Bulls, the confounding, irritating Chicago Bulls.
I thought you were talking about David.
Well, he's confounding and irritating in his own right. David Schuster has information sound on The Score.
Oh, I resemble those remarks.
Yes, you do.
Yes, today was supposed to be, guys, Dan and Terry.
Victory
this was
celebration.
It was at Grant Park. Why am I not there? Anyway, today was supposed to be a practice session, but I don't know if he was dissuaded, meeting Tom Thibodeau, by management, again, his friends in management, or if he knew a revolt would happen by the players. So Tom Thibodeau called off practice, and instead it turned out to be a treatment and treatment day where some guys came in, you know, to get some bumps and bruises taken care of, and some guys got up some shots. But honestly, there weren't too many of those guys in attendance today. So basically, it was Tom Thibodeau one-on-one with the media today, and we asked him a bunch of questions. He would not talk about the need to win Game 6 and avoid a disaster in Game 7 that would obviously rival the Hindenburg and the Titanic of losing four straight in this series, and he would not look ahead to the Cleveland series potentially because, you know, he got to win this one first. So, again, I'm going to play you some sound bites right now from the ball coach, and the first one he talks about trying to combat Milwaukee's defense and maybe getting some easy baskets.
You know, we got to get the ball up the floor quickly, and then even when we get into the half court, keep playing fast. Don't slow down. You know, you have to play with high energy. You know, and I thought the start of the game, we did that, and but you got to do it for 48 minutes. Can't slow down.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. The start of the game, they didn't score a basket for any points, in fact. For the first 5 minutes of the game, it was 9-0 Milwaukee, and they missed their first seven shots. So I don't really know what he's talking about, a fast start by the Bulls last night.
I don't know. And that sounds like he's talking to Derek.
Well, he is, and I'm going to play you some more tape here, and I think some of this tape will be pretty damning of some of the players. Here's another one from the ball coach. He breaks down some other areas that need to be improved on.
You know, they've hurt us with some second shots, and it's more the scramble play and the loose ball that's turning into the three. So we got to get to those loose balls. And, you know, We can't be, you know, looking around. You know, if you're getting hit, you still got to get the ball. It's, you know, that we can't worry about all that other stuff. It's about your will, your determination, your fight. How badly do you want it? And, you know, the rebounding, the hustle plays, those are critical.
Now, I know who he's talking about in that one, even though he didn't use his name. He's talking about Pau Gasol. Quit bitching to the referees on every single play. Every single play. And get your, you know what, up the court and stop looking behind towards the referees. Here's one more from the ball coach. He's talking about Derrick Rose.
You got to understand this. Derrick's been out for a long time. So there's going to be some bumps in the road. There have been all season long. You know, and hopefully he'll continue to improve. That's, you know, when you miss the amount of time he's missed, and you got to remember the playoffs are different than the regular season. He's readjusting to that as well. And so, you know, he'll bounce back. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he was fine for the most part in the first three games of the series. He's been god-awful the last two games.
Oh, horrendous, and not even trying on defense.
And I'll tell you what, another thing, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, Danny, during the regular season. Ball's loose on the floor. The Bucks are falling on the floor to go get that ball. The Bulls, they're not doing it. It's pretty evident.
Why?
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
We don't know. I mean, is this... is this comparable to anything during the course of the season? I'm sure there were rough. I know there were rough times, but these last two games have just been hideous. I mean, like, what are you doing?
Well, the only thing comparable, Dan and Terry, is that they're bipolar. You just don't know what you're going to get from this team, not only game to game, but quarter to quarter, sometimes possession to possession. The last couple of games, especially last night, one team outworked the other team. That goes without saying. And I got to give a lot of credit to Milwaukee and their coaching staff and their players for playing the defense that has befuddled the Bulls. I mean, it was turnovers one game. It was bad shooting, of course, last night. And the Bulls did what they said they were going to do going into last night's game, swing the ball around the perimeter, right, try and get some shots. But Milwaukee recovers very quickly, and that has a lot to do with them being young, athletic, and having that length that they talk about, especially on the perimeter. You know, even though you swing the ball, they recover so quickly, you don't have those so-called open shots. So a lot of credit to Jason Kidd and Tom Thibodeau and his troops have not figured out Milwaukee's defense through the first five games, even though they won three of them.
What do you do about the Noah problem?
You mean missing free throws, 14 out of 15?
That's weird, because for a while he was pretty good at it. But I mean, to me, it's just the fact that you give them an extra defender.
No question. It's four against five when you know the Bulls have the ball on offense. It's almost like the old Iowa girls basketball where three women stayed on one side of the court and the other three stayed on the other side of the court. Basically, he doesn't need